This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, May 19th, 2022. I'm Mark Boulanger. The Danish company Maersk is the largest shipping company in the world, with 83,000 employees in 130 countries. It is an example of how a huge company can work with a global union to improve working conditions and respect labor rights, despite some problems. At its recent annual general members meeting, Kulsoom Jafri represented the International Transport Workers Federation. Ms. Jafri is the ITF's lead campaigner for seafarers and inland navigation. The ITF represents some 20 million workers in 700 unions around the world. Here is Ms. Jafri speaking to the Maersk annual meeting in Copenhagen.
We welcome the chance to make a brief statement to the Maersk annual general meeting. First off, we applaud Maersk's investments in green vessels and fuel infrastructure, as well as their funding of the Global Maritime Forum, which formed a memorandum of understanding with the ITF last year supporting a just transition. Our planet requires real leadership on climate change and sustainability in the maritime industry, and we are encouraged by the steps taken by Maersk so far. Together, there is still more we can achieve. And so, we invite Maersk to work with the ITF to ensure proper training and skills and occupational health and safety are in place across the board before the vessels launch. As stated in Maersk's Sustainability Report 2021, your company has committed to, quote, incorporate a human-centered approach, adhere to international human rights standards, and continue to engage with stakeholders, including workers and unions. We trust Maersk will join us in executing this commitment and avoid adversely impacting any person whilst pursuing positive change for the planet. Additionally, we would like to point again to your company's sustainability report, in which there has been a solid commitment made to respect fundamental labor rights and constructive employee relations. Maersk's commitment is based on core international conventions. Maersk's sustainability report states that constructive employee relations can only exist by respecting the rights to freedom of association and collective bargaining, which means actively engaging with trade unions. It is therefore regrettable that despite this commitment, Svitzer management in Australia went against Maersk's professed global commitments to uphold collective bargaining and has applied to Australia's Fair Work Commission to terminate its long-standing collective bargaining agreement with three Australian maritime unions covering hundreds of workers. Maersk's sustainability report also emphasizes safety and security, keeping all workers safe and free from harm while they perform their work duties at sea, in the air, in terminal, warehouses, and offices. To maintain a safe workplace and disruption-free operations, the ITF underscores the need for proper crewing levels on Maersk Line ships and indeed all Maersk vessels to avoid fatigue and overwork. Our affiliates have raised concerns regarding hours of work and rest. Chief mates on U.S.-flagged vessels are regularly working 90-hour weeks, and negotiations to employ an extra officer on board have not been successful. While Maersk spends its historic profits on new acquisitions and expansions, we would also call for Maersk to invest in improved safety management throughout all existing Maersk subsidiaries and contracts. Finally, we would like to address Maersk's efforts to integrate human rights into the company's existing due diligence processes, including efforts to capture human rights-relevant risks in third-party due diligence. We encourage Maersk to adopt the Seafarers' Human Rights Due Diligence approach that the ITF has been spearheading, and for Maersk to demonstrate concern and action about workers' terms and conditions, whether they are directly employed by Maersk or its subsidiaries, or if the workers are contractors or subcontractors.
And that's it, labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily newscasts and features at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.